This is HDN.
It's Tuesday, September the 2nd.
Calm down. Where did summer go?
Best part of summer is still to come here in the Maritimes.
But it's over.
When does it officially end?
21st or 22nd of September.
Of September?
Yeah.
Oh, three more weeks.
Yeah, but it's...
And the kids are going back to school.
Yeah.
This is fun time for grown-ups.
This is the most wonderful time of the year.
It is indeed.
They started things off at Dalhousie, actually, last week. Interesting that a lot of their international students started their orientation process last Wednesday. And part of their training actually includes a session on adjusting to social life in Canada. And you think about it, I mean, good Lord, going to first-year university is tough enough. But can you imagine traveling to a distant country where you have no family whatsoever, and you might not even know anything about the local customs or whatever. But the international student advisors provide tips on everything from getting discounts on movies to shopping to where to find free cake on campus.
Cheapest beer.
Yeah, that's always good. And how to avoid winter. Their pro tip says when winter comes, and it will come, you may not want to walk around outside much, but there's a winter tunnel route. You can hide from winter in there.
And... or you can do what all the other Canadians do, and that's go to, well, probably your country of origin for a couple of weeks just to thaw.
Interesting, some of the Latin American students there were wondering if it's okay to kiss people on both sides of the cheek, whether or not that is acceptable here in Canada.
No, of course not. You go right up and give them a big, deep tongue kiss. That's what we like.
Is it too weird?
Start with the dean.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
That's always a good way to go.
Is it too weird, one student asked, because I did it one time and this girl was shocked. And the other one, too, why is there so much cold water? A lot of the Chinese students said that they drink water at room temperature or hot water. So it's weird for them to go to a restaurant, and when you ask for water, the waiter comes back with this tall glass that's filled with ice and water.
Well, they won't have that problem here in Halifax, because 9 times out of 10, they don't bring you water anyway unless you beg for it around these parts. Have you noticed that? You go down to the States, and as soon as you sit down at a table, you have ice water in front of everybody. And it used to be that way here as well.
Yeah.
Now you have to beg for it. Like, you know, what would you like to drink? And you almost feel like a cheapskate loser, too. He's like, water all around, please. You know, that's something that used to come with every single meal. And you really should have water more than you're having it now.
Yeah, because water is cool. Unless you're in China, in which case it's apparently lukewarm or even hot.
I've heard that drinking warmer water is actually better for you.
Oh, really?
Because drinking cold water, you see what cold water does to grease, like in the sink and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of does that inside your body as well. It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Everything's body temperature, and if you just swallow it down with ice and, you know, things will start congealing, and it'll take even more calories to...
That was just about what I was just going to say, because, I mean, I've always heard for years that cold water, cold, because it helps keep your metabolism fired up, because your body has got to work hard to bring that water up to temperature and to prevent your own core temperature from going down.
I've found that with all these diet places, the one thing that they all have in common is that they want you to drink more water.
Yes.
And if they say drink ice cold water, drink it right from the glacier stream, or if they say, you know, mix it with this or drink it warm or whatever, bottom line is they're all getting you to drink more water. And they will do it in weird ways. Oh, make sure you hydrate. Yes, that's the new word. You know, have it, carry it around with you. Have a hydration system with you so you can have little sips throughout the day. In other words, drink more water.
Yeah.
That's what they all tell you. I'm talking Weight Watchers, I'm talking LA Weight Loss, I'm talking the Nutrisystem, I'm talking the Herbalife, all of them. It's just drink more water. So you know what? Here's your tip for the day. I'm going to save you a whole crap load of money.
Okay.
Drink more water.
There it is. Drink it just before your meals.
I should charge you. Anyway, what were we talking about? Students at Dal.
International students. Welcome right. to Canada.
Yes, they're doing God's work.
That's right. And a lot of them were unpacking their U-Hauls yesterday as we were driving down to Point Pleasant Park. We saw a lot of U-Hauls. So just a little extra careful, please, if you're in and around the universities, because it's a busy spot these days. Hey, congratulations, Chef Andrew Farrell, the chef at Two Doors Down in Halifax. And he has just won for Nova Scotia the Mac and Cheese Challenge in the Great Canadian Cheese Cook-Off.
Now, where would you hang that award?
I would hang it right in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, you would?
Sure.
No, if you were a chef and you want all your other chef buddies to come over and you're showing off and you have your office there, would you hang the International Mac and Cheese Gold Ribbon Award on the wall? Or would you kind of put that underneath the desk somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, he definitely took it and gave it his own spin. The Crispy Greens Mac and Cheese is what it's called. And this ain't your grandma's mac and cheese. Four cheeses from that Dutchman's farm. Three Gouda and a Blue. That's all locally sourced, of course, in Upper Economy, Nova Scotia. Top the cheesy noodles with a crust of kale, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. And the contest actually was part of the CNE up in Toronto, the Canadian National Exhibition. And I guess the Dairy Farmers of Canada do this every year, and they pick a different sort of dairy focus. This time around, it was cheese, and they challenged foodies from across the country to reinvent the traditional mac and cheese. If you are interested, by the way, in the final four recipes, www.allyouneedischeese.ca. One of your favorites was in town over the weekend, James Taylor.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was actually on board the Queen Mary 2, which was in town, I think it was Friday.
He's performing on the Queen Mary 2, I do believe.
That's it, exactly. That's why he was there. He's been, he's had a gig for a couple of weeks on the Queen Mary 2.
Yeah.
And when I pulled into port in Halifax, he zipped up to Peggy's Cove, had a look-see, and was on the boardwalk, and apparently he is recording a new album as well. But now, did you tell me at one point?
I was pretty sure he had some land in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
The Salt Spring area.
Yeah.
I think he and Carly Simon got that land like a long, long time ago. I know that the Chapin brothers, you know, remember Harry Chapin, mm-hmm. Cats in the Cradle, that whole thing? They owned, and probably still own, the Ovens Natural Park on the South Shore.
Okay.
And every year they'd have the Chapin family picnic.
Yeah.
And I went a couple of years in a row, and it was nutty. I mean, it was like a little slice of Woodstock. You would go there, and Harry had passed away, but his brothers, Tom and Stephen, they would perform with him, and they had some hits themselves, and they would be putting on this show. They'd sing some of Harry's songs.
So
they'd
cool.
sing some of their own. It was a real throwback. I wonder if they're still doing that now. I don't think they are, but boy, it was a fun time.
Would have been very cool to see. Speaking of concerts, next time that you go to the Rebecca Cohen, you're going to have a much more comfortable experience.
Oh.
After more than 40 years, they have ripped up the old seats at the Rebecca Cohen. Now, the cushions were replaced in 2000, but that was more or less a Band-Aid because the actual framework of the seats is what's needing.
Yeah. If you were sitting in a chair on the floor, like pretty close to the stage, I guess thousands upon thousands of very heavy people or whatever have sat in them.
Yeah.
But the chairs were kind of pointing towards the ground. So you'd be sitting there and you'd almost have to anchor yourself with your feet on the floor in order not to slide right off the chair.
Yeah. Well, the mechanisms themselves were shot. So they've finally installed the new seating. Now, they are all squeak-free. They had to actually go in and test each and every seat to make sure that they didn't squeak.
Where do you sign up for that job?
There's a job for you.
I could do that. I could be a squeak tester.
I guess they only lost about 17 seats with the new seating arrangement. So that's not too bad. I mean, there's still more than 1,000 seats in the Cohen.
Are these wider? Is that why?
Perhaps so. Some of the seats actually are going to have a new life down in Liverpool. About 100 of the seats were given to a theater down Liverpool way. Some of the other things, too, that they've done. New carpeting and floor lighting. That old ground level lighting is now replaced with the tiny lights that are attached to the sides of seats to help
so
people
much
find
nicer.
Their way. Yeah.
I've sat there. Have you done this too? You sat there in the Cohen and one of those lights down towards the ground, they stay on during the performance and you find it shining in the side of your face.
Yeah.
So now it's more like the rope lighting that they have? In planes? Do they tell you which way to
like
your
that.
Exit?
Yeah, exactly. So the new seating gives you more leg room. So it's more comfortable to walk through a row if you need to. And the new seats actually should provide better sound quality because the old seats had metal backs and now they've been replaced with wooden ones and that improves the acoustics in the room.
So if you fart in one of those chairs, it'll be louder?
So good news, bad news, IKEA fans. Good news if you follow IKEA and you were sent one of those mass emails that talked about free shipping on parcel orders. The bad news, it's only in Ontario and Quebec, basically, where they already have stores. So if you're...
So there's no good news at all, really.
No, we still don't have an IKEA.
If anything, they just got your hopes up. Thanks, IKEA. I feel that the whole IKEA thing around here is one of those, the grass is always greener scenarios, because I grew up with an IKEA just down the street. We looked at IKEA like, oh yeah, cheapy, cheap, cheap kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's not that cheap anymore, but
no.
Boy, here in Halifax, everyone's like, oh, if we only had an IKEA.
Well, we did at one point.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a small, and I mean, I remember being in it a couple of times.
But the fact is, it's not that special. It would be like if all of a sudden, all of the McDonald's were gone. And everybody would be like, God, I can just taste that Big Mac right now. I just love it. And then when you do have them, you're like, when was the last time you were at McDonald's? I can't even remember the last time I was at McDonald's.
Hmm.
But if they took them all out of here, you'd be craving it. You'd be saying, oh, I really want
it.
Guess
so. Back. I mean, we never had one of those big mega IKEA stores with the, you know, the food section, and not like the one. I remember going to the one in Edmonton and thinking, oh my God, this is amazing.
Well, that was one of the bigger ones in the world.
Yeah.
That one. But, you know, they weren't always that big out there, but it was the same kind of stuff. I mean, it was furniture that, you know, here you go. Here are the makings of your furniture. Have a good time. Put that together yourself.
God, I can't believe that we didn't go to IKEA when we were in Stockholm. Like, we thought about it, but we just didn't have the time because, I mean, it was a little bit out of town, if I remember correctly.
And it wasn't that huge of a thing. It's only a bunch of Maritimers that go down there that think it's this great thing because they don't have it. Everywhere else in the world, it's like, you've seen one IKEA, you've seen them all.
Oh, I guess so. But damn, they've got such great little nifty kitchen gadgets.
You would walk in there and you would look at the kitchen gadgets and then you would be tired of them and you wouldn't go in there again. For years down and until it was time to go and buy something, you know, you know, it's not. But here, boy, you'd camp out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean,
there's a guy who actually brings, he has a warehouse here in Halifax, and he'll bring stuff from IKEA from Toronto, I think, or Montreal, and store it here, and you can buy it from him.
Yeah. And he makes the trip at least once a week.
What is up with this?
Those who like it a lot. No, that's another brand. Remember the kids from Hope Blooms?
Sure.
Yeah. When they were on Dragon's Den, they were hoping for a greenhouse to help increase their salad dressing production. Well, they have just found out that the city has given them the okay to build. And so they're going to start building their greenhouse this coming Wednesday. So, geez, tomorrow.
Which one of the dragons went in with them? It was a few of them, wasn't it? I think it was Jim Treliving.
Yes. I thought they all wanted to do something except for Mr. Wonderful.
Or was that Barb Stegman with her perfumes from Afghanistan?
Yeah.
We've had quite a few from Halifax that have done very well in the Dragon's Den. We just saw another one not all that long ago. I'm trying to remember what he had. Yeah, the creator of that flax seed stuff that you get at the restaurants that you just can, you know, shake onto your food. You can buy it now in the stores. He had a couple of dragons on board with him as well.
No, that's right.
I know if you go to Tom's here in Sackville, they've got it on the table. It's yummy.
Well, hopefully after Wednesday, they're going to get going on the greenhouse and Hope Blooms. The kids there will start producing more salad dressing and we'll see it in restaurants and stores around town. But yeah, they're going to have a little barbecue to kick things off on Wednesday afternoon. The garden, by the way, is in Murray Washington Park on Brunswick Street between the old St. Pat's Alexander School and Uniac Square.
Right.
Look for the greenhouse that will be built, well, starting very soon. This is kind of neat. Superstore is doing something. Next time that you're in the Superstore, have a look at the signs on the shelves, the price signs. And to the right, you'll see blue and white stars. And it's kind of neat. This new ratings program is to encourage healthy choices, especially for students. And foods are rated with either 0 to 3 stars, with 3 being the healthiest. So kind of a neat idea to help students who are out for the first time and grocery shopping for the first time sort of...
It'll be what's deemed the healthiest nowadays.
Mm.
But if you think about it, only 5 years ago, anything with coconut oil would have been, ooh, unhealthy. And anything with fat, oh, unhealthy. Now they're saying, no, actually, we need some fats. And coconut oil is really good for you. It's carbs you got to stay away from. So that's unhealthy. And it just changes so dramatically. God, it wasn't all that long ago. They were removing coconut oil from all of the fast food restaurants because it was killing us. And they replaced it with hydrogenated oil.
Oh, because that was so much better for
us. Well, no, you know who it was better for? The canola growers and, you know, the big lobby groups that were in favor of this. So they pulled out all of the coconut oil and replaced it with this other stuff. Now we realize that that's killing us. Mm-hmm. So they're hauling that out. And lo and behold, we also realize that the coconut oil is really good for you.
Yeah.
It's now a selling point. Contains coconut oil.
Mm.
It's just insane.
And the problem being is that I don't know of any locally sourced coconuts, do you? Kind of hard for farmers of the coconut industry to lobby when they don't have vast fields of coconuts in the prairies and whatnot. Hey, tomorrow's podcast will be a little different.
Yes.
We're going to have young Bronwyn. Well, I can't really call her young anymore, can you? She's going to be 15.
That's young.
Yeah, I suppose. Going back to school, she is going to give us all the hints and tips for getting back to high school. And
fashion
also,
tips?
Sure, fashion tips, organizational tips, you name it, she's got it. So more on that tomorrow. Mm. And also a discussion about a school in Quebec that's undergoing a bit of an interesting experiment for this school year. And so we'll get her take on that. And I'll be interested to get your take on it as well.
Until then.